today's results, first of all, Patsy, I understand there's been a couple of good ones in France and in Cavan.
Yes, indeed. And Teresa Doherty in Cavan 10K, that's a race that's held annually in Cavan to honour Katrina McKiernan, you know, from a Corner Féin woman. So Teresa Doherty was there. She ran a very, very strong 10K. She continues to improve. Yesterday she finished third, 34.26. So the race was won in 33.56 by Kerry O'Flaherty, who's an Olympian. And so she was quite close to the lead situation, so she'll be pretty encouraged by that performance. So that's the story of Teresa Doherty in Cavan yesterday. And yesterday as well in France, we had Shane Irwin from Remelton, and he's a student of course at LYIT, and he really got his season off to yet another good start, and this time in the 200 metres. You know, he did well in the Irish Universities Championships, and he's now building on that, but this time over that was in 400 metres. This time it is over 200 metres, and this time he was looking for speed and looking for a bit of sharpening really, and his time was a PB at 22.14, and he won the actual race, so he'll be happy with that. And he's going to stay in France now, spend a couple of weeks training there, and then take in another race. So good structured preparation to the season for him. So well done to him. Other news, well, there's a big trolls meeting down in Lifford today. That's still ongoing. It's been a great success. They've travelled from all over the country, and it's a new initiative by the Lifford Strabane Club. So no results coming through from that just yet, but I mean, it's just got to compliment them on the initiative that it was, and no doubt they'll build on this annually. Also today, just touched down when we were all in bed sleeping sound, Brendan Boyce was landing in Shanghai on his way to Taiching to compete in the World Cup walking race. He's going to do the 50K, that's next weekend. He's just spent 3 to 4 weeks in Ifan in Morocco, and that went particularly well, you know. So we look forward to see how he kicks the 50K, you know, in this situation, because he did take a break after London. You remember he was injured, yeah. And he did take a break, and now he's getting his season back on tow again, and he has put a good bit of work in. But you know,
what's the target for him, Patsy?
Well, you know, he just needs to get a real good solid 50K. He has got the standard for the European Championship, so his real target will be the 50K in Berlin. So, you know, he's got to be certainly well under 4 hours. So let's see how he deals with it, and then assess the situation then. But he's prepared really, really well. So although you know, a health warning with it, in that he did take that break, and he's building towards Berlin. So let's just see. He did, as you know, we did a 30K there recently, and that went quite well for him. That was in Dudinsk in Slovakia. He was happy with that. So look, let's just watch that space, as they say, and we'll take it from there. You're dealing with the 10K later. That's on next weekend, of course. That's again is a popular event, and then the following week it's all about the schools athletics, both at secondary schools level and at primary schools level. And you know, May in fact is a busy month for athletics, both locally and beyond. So it's going to really kick in now. So you know, hopefully Mickey the Post predictions for the weather are on the ball, and we will enjoy really good weather. We really need it, and it would be a big plus.
Just one other note, Athletics Ireland Congress was held over the weekend. There was Donegal interest in the elections, Patsy.
Yes, indeed there was, and just a couple of stories on that. Neil Martin was going for the chair of high performance, which is a prestigious position on the board of Athletics Ireland, and it's well done to him. He was in a very tight battle for position there, and he got there in the end on the vote, and a very good strong vote he got. So good respect for Neil Martin around the country, and he's now the new chair of high performance in Irish Athletics for the next 2 years. Also, Bernie O'Callaghan from Killybegs, of course, everybody knows Bernie from his ongoing contact with Athletics in Donegal. He's on the board now of Athletics Ireland, representing the Ulster Council, each provincial council having one rep. And also on committees, either coaching or a performance or whatever, a juvenile committee. Dermot McGranahan's on the coaching and the juvenile committee from Castlefin, of course. And then Eamon Hart from Donegal Town, he's on the high performance committee, as is Teresa McDade from Letterkenny. So Donegal well represented, you know, working for Irish athletics at national level, which is always important, you know, making that link from Donegal right through to national.